Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, welcome to your Hollywood Crime Scene mini-episode.
Hi.
Desi, what is even happening?
This week got out of hand.
Should we just, okay, this isn't our top story, but let me just say that yesterday a truck crashed, came plowing through it crashed into my house yesterday.
Well, your fence.
It destroyed my fence and a wall, like a brick wall.
That was holding the fence.
And it came into my front patio. Like there was a huge giant truck.
Yeah.
And it destroyed my plants. No, it was crazy. Like a car came, nearly crashed through my house yesterday. Destroyed pretty much everything in front of my house. And it was I thought I was going to die. It was the loudest crash I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty big cinder block wall.
Yeah.
Tumbling down.
And those little bricks, those cinder blocks, the ones with the designs on them, mm-hmm. those are from the very first owners of the house. They're antique.
Right. There was a mural painted on
it. There was also
it.
A mural painted on. So that's gone.
That's so sad.
It's really sad. Anyway, so that kind of derailed our plans yesterday because the front of my house is destroyed basically. And then Desi wasn't feeling good.
Well, I was sick. That was initially what derailed the mini episode. I had either food poisoning or a stomach flu. And then when we were trying to figure out when we could record again, we had our own truck crash.
Dude. The most upsetting part about all of this is that this truck driver wasn't playing Guns N' Roses when he crashed into my house.
Right. Or didn't have a cab full of fettuccine Alfredo.
I know. There was no exciting truck spill. This is what I get. This is what I get for dunking on truck spills for a living. This is the universe punishing me.
I literally thought that when I got the stomach flu or whatever it was, I was like, this is what I get for laughing at the people shitting in the haunted attraction. Sort of having diarrhea on the plane. So this week was us getting our karma.
This was, if you hate listen to this podcast and you're like, those stupid bitches, I fucking hate these bitches.
This is the episode you've been waiting for.
This is the episode we've finally gotten our karmic retribution.
Well,
let's have some laughs, Desi.
Okay, we'll try. So I did have this story for Halloween, but I'm still going to do it because it fits our show and what we're just talking about. There was actually a truck spill that was full of pumpkins.
I saw this.
So this would have been fun on Halloween, but I was barfing. And I didn't have a cleanup crew coming over. I had to do it myself. This happened.
Where's this from?
KTLA. This happened in LA.
This is a hometown
story on Smoky Bear Road.
What?
In Lebec.
Lebec?
Where the hell is that? It's in a mountain town or something. So a semi-trailer was carrying a load of pumpkins and it crashed and caught fire.
What?
Yeah, it caught fire. So there's video from the scene. There's hundreds of burnt and bruised pumpkins littering the roadway as crews extinguish the fire. Oh yeah, they're quite charred. I mean, that must have smelled kind of good.
It must have smelled, to be honest. It's like roasted pumpkins.
I don't think anyone was hurt. So yeah, that would have been a nice little tying everything together, an LA pumpkin truck spill for Halloween. What could be better?
Well,
so I have a lot of other stories. I hate what my new thing now is sometimes I'll see a story. I'm like, that sounds interesting. And I click on it and it's just an, am I the asshole post?
Oh, like a
Reddit?
Do
you see that all the time where it's like, oh, that story looks good. And you click it open. And it's like, oh, it's just an, am I the asshole story?
No,
you haven't seen that. This is like a new thing I keep coming across when I'm searching for stories. I'll see an interesting story headline and it's just an AITA post
from Reddit
that they're using as a story. Or
that's
something.
Annoying.
So I'm going to not do that story. Thieves, what's this? See, these, I had all these ready for Tuesday, so I don't even remember what the hell I was. I posted these I collected these in a fever dream. Our next story is from the Bay Area. It is from Fox KTVU. Did you like that station?
No.
Do you know it?
I don't know.
Bay Area. Are you a fan of KTVU?
I'm going to tell you what station I did like. I liked Coffee, KOFY, because that was a local Bay Area TV station, because it would feature, during their bumpers, it would feature people's, like local people's pets.
Oh, right. You told me about this.
So you can actually watch compilations on YouTube from the 80s and 90s of these bumpers from this local Bay Area station. If your pet was ever featured on Coffee TV 20, please write into the show and send a picture of your pet. Thank you.
So this headline, Bay Area Ritz-Carlton sued after woman was allegedly served semen-contaminated water.
What?
Yes.
At the Ritz?
What was supposed to be another luxurious day at the Ritz-Carlton turned nightmarish for one couple. Jane and John Doe of Washington State arrived at the Oceanfront Luxury Resort for the weekend of November 18th, 2022 to visit the daughter after attending a Thanksgiving holiday celebration. However, things were derailed after Jane had a sip of a Ritz-Carlton branded water bottle that was contaminated with semen. Now, I love these stories because at some point this woman had to be like, this tastes like cum.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's where you have to publicly admit that you're very familiar with the what cum tastes like.
Yes, which is fine. But
I mean, I think a lot of people are very familiar with the taste of cum.
Absolutely.
Obviously. But you don't want to have to like publicly acknowledge that.
Especially if you're in like a nice little family couple. Like
if you're at the Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah. So they're suing the resort.
Was it a sealed bottle?
Let's see. The plaintiffs have not identified themselves, claiming to avoid harassment. Because they're like, hey, bitch, you swallow. Give me some. However, it's not only the plaintiff's identities that are unknown. According to the lawsuit, at least 10 defendants are unidentified because the hotel refuses to identify employees present that weekend to the couple and local law enforcement.
I have a question. I have a lot of questions.
Okay.
So they drank it out of a Ritz-Carlton water bottle?
You're really assuming I've read this article, and I have absolutely not. So I have no idea. You'll find out when I find out. The lawsuit alleges the visit began normally, and the couple were properly greeted when they arrived for the stay, nothing amiss. On the night of November 18th, the couple realized they were out of water and called the front desk for some more. Moments later, a male employee arrived with at least 5 bottles. And they had no reason to believe the bottles were tampered with and defiled. Jane went to sleep and woke up in the middle of the night and reached for a bottle. According to her, she knew something was wrong and alerted hotel security and management. Jane said the water's taste and texture were off.
Ugh, texture?
I'm going to be sick. And she initially thought it was a chemical contamination before she started suspecting it was semen.
Couldn't she see the semen in the water?
Yeah.
Like floating in there? Because if you put semen in water, like semen and water do not mix.
You would have like a little viscous ropey thing floating.
You'd have a floating rope in there.
Well, the insurance claim adjuster, I guess they tested it. That's probably not a typical part of his job. And it was defiled with semen. So she was right. The lawsuit says that one of the hotel's employees ejaculated semen into the Ritz-Carlton labeled water bottle, delivered it to the couple, and then Jane Doe drank the semen water before she realized it had been defiled with semen.
This is so upsetting.
It's really gross. And I feel like we've covered remember there was like something with yogurt?
This has happened before. Not this specific incident, but like incidents like this where guys are just jizzing into things that strangers or even sometimes acquaintances are consuming. And it's so disgusting. Wasn't there like a school teacher that put semen in the cookies?
Oh God, yes. That was vile. So I guess they're... Big part of their lawsuit is that the resort is kind of fighting them. They're not handing over the semen bottle or other bottles from that night.
To like investigators?
Yeah, and they're not telling them who was working that night. So they can't like, you know, find out who the guy was delivered it.
That's upsetting. You'd think that this hotel would be like, we're taking this matter very seriously.
I guess only the insurance company has done this investigation, but law enforcement has not. Because they could possibly get DNA samples, I guess, from the semen. So, that's crazy, especially at the Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah.
You expect this at the Best Western. Just kidding. Don't at me. That's just so gross. It's really scary because we all take food and water and beverages all the time from places, right?
Yeah, there's a level of trust that you have, and you hope that people aren't being disgusting.
So when Rachel had her car crash, it actually reminded me of a story that had just happened. Mm. Not a car crash, but actor Alan Ruck crashed into a Hollywood pizza parlor.
I know. This happened like the day before a truck crashed into my front yard.
So he was driving a Rivian truck. I don't know what the fuck that is. Is that like a fancy truck?
I don't know.
It must be expensive. He's driving around. This article in the LA Times said, Alan Ruck seemed like he was trying to get some pizza. I was like, that's not how you get pizza. He would have gotten it delivered, first of all. But he's driving around, and he crashed into Ruffalo's Pizza in Hollywood. This is an iconic... I mean, I haven't gone there. I don't know that it's great pizza, but it's been around.
It's been around.
Have you been to Ruffalo's?
No.
Where is that? I feel like I've passed it a million times. So he basically crashed into another car and then kept driving and eventually crashed into Ruffalo's. So I don't know what was going on. There were some minor injuries, but we haven't gotten an update on what was the reason for this accident. No one said he was driving drunk or had a medical incident, which is possible.
This really is the new truck spills, is cars driving into things.
It was crazy when you texted about the thing, because I had literally was looking for stories and saw this. And when I saw the pictures, I was like, is that the Alan Ruck crash? Like, that's how similar it looks almost, because there was even a truck.
Yeah, it was a giant truck, and there was just debris and bricks, and my fucking fence is gone.
So I'm glad everyone's okay, and I hope Alan Ruck is okay.
I hope he's okay, too.
But we haven't heard.
There's no fatalities at the pizza shop, the pizza?
No. No, it was only minor injuries.
Thank God.
So, I sent this to Rachel yesterday. Police bus driver of booty patrol vehicle in Central Florida. Now, I found out some more information. Basically, what happened is this guy, he's a teenager actually, painted his truck to look like a border patrol truck. But where it says border patrol, he put booty patrol. He got in trouble for that. Even though it's Florida, where you think something like these like antics would be okay. Yeah, I think people in Florida are like, that's funny. Go on, kid.
This is the least of our problems.
Absolutely. The driver got cited by Florida police. There is a law that bans vehicles from having similar lights as those used by law enforcement, because he also had some whatever those fucking golden colored lights on top of the truck, I think.
I mean, I saw this. I saw this vehicle that he painted to look like Border Patrol. It really does like look like it. Like if you just glanced at it,
right,
you'd be like, that's a Border Patrol vehicle, but then it says Booty Patrol.
I fucking love it. So he had it down to a T. The truck store also features a decal that says National Booty Behavior Protection.
Wait, where, what, the truck store?
The truck had a decal on its door that said National Booty Behavior Protection. This guy went all out.
Was this like for Halloween?
I don't know that it was for Halloween.
Or just for fun.
I think he just fucking loves booties. And I think he was being funny. Oh, there was an update. Police clarified that the driver had been pulled over and that the initial post was to ensure that the public can avoid being duped by such individuals. But supporters of the Booty Patrol truck have been quick to defend the vehicle online. What a great way of using county funds, one person wrote. Another wrote, do y'all ever do actual police work? Really out here protecting and serving? This guy's only 18 years old. His name is Gabriel Luviano. And he's frequently posted about his vehicle online. So he's had it for a while.
I think it's funny.
In an interview with USA Today, he said that the truck has been decorated with booty protection information for over a year.
Information.
Information. It's just funny. It was never meant to be anything bad, he said. He told USA Today that he never tried to pull anyone over, which was an allegation made by the police. Because, of course, they have to lie and make it seem like he's some kind of threat when he just is a booty patrol enthusiast.
Yeah.
So they're acting like they've done something great. It's like when they post their gun bust and it's like a fucking revolver from the Civil War.
Right.
And it's like, oh, great. Thanks. That's off the street. Right. Thank you so much. You're so brave. There's actually another semen story.
Oh, again?
I swear to God. This is from the Messenger News. It's what? Time to break the news.
What's the Messenger News?
I don't fucking know. What is the Messenger News? It looks official. Thieves make off with two tanks of valuable Irish bull semen. Each container could be worth as much as $2,400.
What do they use that for? There has to be like an official use of bull semen.
A large quantity of cattle semen stored in artificial insemination tanks were stolen this week from Northern Ireland. The stolen tanks and contents were of significant value. And at this time, our inquiries are going on as we work to establish the circumstances surrounding the theft. This is an official statement from the Irish police. Like, they're on the job. We're... they're on the job.
They take semen crimes in Ireland a lot more seriously than they do at the Bay Area Ritz-Carlton.
Absolutely. We would encourage anyone who may have this type of equipment or who works in the industry to be vigilant. So I guess they get the comm or semen and sort of sell it to another artificial insemination, like a cattle farmer, to keep certain genetic lines going. So this stuff is cryogenically frozen semen. To do this is a highly skilled job. That's what she said.
To get the cum out?
No, to get that, to cryogenically freeze the semen so it's still usable. And spilling the contents could be dangerous because the semen holds nitrous oxide at that point. So this is fucking radioactive cum.
Also, if you drop the semen, it's just gonna like smash everywhere, right?
And one farmer said, you don't mess around with liquid nitrogen.
You don't. I'm scared of liquid nitrogen.
Now, the bull semen is actually a hot commodity on the black market. In 2016, $50,000 worth of that bull semen was stolen in California. And in 2022, German authorities were searching for 60 containers of bull semen.
Right, because I feel like I've come across stories of things like this. Like, I thought, I'm like, have we done this story before? Because this is like something people do. They steal bull cum.
I'm always fascinated by certain things that people steal. Like, wasn't there like things where copper wire was being stolen? Like, I don't know like what's hot on the black market.
Yeah.
But there always seems to be trends and things you would never think to even steal.
And bull semen's hot.
Bull semen is it. It's 2023 is the year of bull semen.
Yeah.
Goldie Hawn did an interview.
I saw this.
She says aliens touched her face during an out of this world encounter. This is from E! News. Mm. That's how you can tell from the headline. It was out of this world. Goldie Hawn recently detailed an extremely close encounter she had with the third kind while in her early 20s. The 77-year-old recently revealed that she had an encounter with an extraterrestrial in her early 20s. Okay, my God. At the time, she was sleeping in a friend's car while working as a dancer in California. I got this high-pitched sound in my ear, I guess. It was this high frequency, and I looked out the window, and I saw these two or three triangular-shaped heads. She described the aliens as being silver with a slash for a mouth and a tiny little nose. She saw them engaging in animated conversation. They were pointing at me in the car as if they were discussing me, like I was a subject, and they were droning. I could not move. I was paralyzed. But despite thinking in the moment that she had made contact with outer space, she largely dismissed the memory as a dream. What?
This, I can't believe.
Why are we?
I don't want to hear about someone's dream.
You either fooled around with an alien or you didn't. Okay. I have one last story. And to be honest, it's old. But someone sent it to us in the Discord group and I hadn't heard it, so I had to look it up.
Okay. I have one small story too.
Okay. This is a Color Me Bad singer was arrested after attacking his bandmate on stage.
Oh, yes. Sonia sent this to us.
So, first of all, this guy, do you know which one this is?
Oh, yeah.
He's the one with the goatee.
He looks a lot different than he did in the early 90s.
Right. So, Color to Bad Night, this is from consequencenet.net.
Wait, Color to Bad?
Color It a Bad Night for Color Me Bad.
Oh, that's what
that's
they said.
The writing. The hit-making R&B outfit that since returning in 2010 have maintained a steady tour schedule. Not everything is so rosy, however, as simmering tensions boiled over on stage during a recent performance in Tyre, New York. Singer and founding member Mark Calderon belted out the final notes of the group's iconic I Wanna Sex You Up. Fellow founding members Brian K. Abrams strolled on stage and fiercely shoved his bandmate, according to TMZ. Calderon hit some sound equipment when he fell, resulting in a trip to the local hospital to treat neck and back pain. That's how old they are.
This is so sad.
Abrams gets arrested for misdemeanor assault and taken to jail. Sources told TMZ that Abrams, frustrated over issues with his voice, left the stage earlier that night. The Blast, meanwhile, reports that officers tell them alcohol was a factor. Like, no shit.
I saw the video of this when Sonia sent it to us, and it is crazy.
I love this quote. Sources say tell the Blast that Abrams screamed, "I'm motherfucking Color Me Bad," before pushing Calderon. I'm sorry. That's so sad.
He was angry at... Abrams was angry at his own voice, and that's what caused him to lash out at Calderon.
I think he was frustrated that he was having some vocal troubles, and then he was frustrated other people were getting attention and not him.
This is,
I mean,
that's a him problem.
Yeah.
I mean, he really slugs this guy.
No, obviously there's probably way more going on than we know.
We need to hear the tea. We need to hear what is going on internally with this band for them to start punching each other on stage, because this has clearly like been a long simmering issue.
Right. And does Color Me Bad have more than one hit?
Yes.
What was their other hit?
Dream on, dream away.
Yeah, I know that one.
I adore.
When she said that, I was like, I hope this is recent because I want to do this story. And I was like, it's not, but I'm like, I still have to talk about it
because
I'm obsessed with that band.
Yeah.
There's just something about them that is so unlike any other band.
Because they weren't the cutest. They weren't.
None of them are very cute.
They weren't the cutest, but their two singles were both great.
And they each had a very distinct hair.
Yeah. Like there was the Kenny G guy.
There was the George Michael guy.
There was the George Michael guy. I need to like look at like a, no. I need to look at like
the guy who punched is the, he looks like he could be like a Backstreet Boy because he had the goatee and the short brown hair.
The guy who got punched.
I think he's the puncher. He's the puncher. The one I had the picture of. He doesn't look like that anymore, but he has sort of the most traditional boy band look, even though these were like men, I guess more.
They were still probably pretty young, but they definitely did not look like the other boy bands. They just were not as cute as the other ones. I don't know.
No, they weren't that kind of, that's what I mean. Even though the boy bands might've been the same age, they looked more youthful. These guys looked like older guys to me, even though they might've been 25. Like,
right. I just will never get over the like Kenny G guy in Color Me Bad. He was like when I think of Color Me Bad, I always think of that guy first.
I Want to Sex You Up video is like literally burned into my brain.
Yeah.
Like if I watched it, I would have a full on meltdown because I know it by heart.
Yeah.
And I know all the inflections.
Oh yeah, me too.
And like, for sure. Just like TikTok. No, I agree. The Kenny G guy was wild. Like, it was like, why is he here? But I was also equally obsessed with the George Michael
guy. The George Michael guy.
I was like, what is going on here?
No, he was definitely, yeah.
Anyway, I'm obsessed with Color Me Bad, and maybe we can put an episode together on them. I don't know what, I haven't done any research, but I need to know everything about them.
Yeah, I want to hear how they met, how they, like, what their vision was, what happened, why did they have like two hit singles and then just like disappeared.
I mean, I feel like any music story has got to have some scandal and crime in it.
Of course.
Just because that industry is so fucked up many times.
Yeah, even if it doesn't have like some extreme scandal or crime happening, I'm always fascinated by musical acts who had like a meteoric rise and then just disappeared.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fascinated by that.
Right. Because it must clearly be strife amongst the band members. And sometimes the mid-level guys or mid-level bands have it the worst, I think. Like, the strife amongst the band members. Because they get a little taste of it and they're kind of like...
But they don't reach the ascension of Boys to Men.
Right. Where they have a more... It's more money. So they're kind of like, we got to keep it together.
Yeah.
To keep this money train coming.
But also it's like things that are out of their control too. Because it's like music styles, like what becomes popular just changes like on a whim. Like you don't know what's going to be.
Yes. And like, I don't think they had a loyal fan base like boy bands do where they're like the teen girls wanted to like marry these guys. They didn't have that, I don't think. Do you remember people being like, Color Me Bad is so hot?
I might have been a little too young to be aware of people think. I mean, I don't know. Because during that era, like the early 90s, the hot boy band guys were immature to me.
I just don't remember
the band them having, immature.
I don't remember them having like... you know, teeny bopper obsessed fans.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They were more like, in like a Millie Vanilli level maybe. Like,
but I think
Millie Vanilli was more hot.
But maybe. Yeah, but people thought Millie Vanilli were really hot because they had those like hot bodies too. And like, they were kind of like.
They were like models.
They were like models.
Okay, I'm going to look into Color Me Bad because I'm fascinated and maybe there's something juicy there. There's got to be.
You know who else was kind of like a. You know who else was like kind of not hot and they also had like a similar level of success was All for One.
Yeah. Yes. I mean.
She's got skills.
I think there's always one Uggo in every boy band.
Yeah.
But this was a whole collection. not they're ugly, but they're just not like typically hot boy band type guys.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was like all Chris Kirkpatrick's or something.
It was a band full of Chris Kirkpatrick. Sorry, Chris Kirkpatrick.
Do you know what I mean?
But we all know, yeah.
He's perfectly fine. He's not like what you would typically think a boy band member would be.
They're not all J.C. Chazés.
Ugh. When is he going to have a comeback?
I
want him to have a comeback. I don't give a shit about Justin Timberlake having
a
comeback.
Well, that's come and gone long ago. And we need to give J.C. Chazé another chance.
Yes.
He had like two songs that from his solo career and then
both good.
Even though I'm sorry. Some Girls Dance with Women. Stupid fucking song. Stupid fucking song. But now I appreciate it because it's so stupid.
You got to give us something. He did.
He went out on a limb. He's like, I'm going to make a song about how drunk girls will sometimes get horny for other girls.
We love it. It was edgy.
I love that he tried it.
Did a Meow Mix commercial.
Recently, he did a Meow Mix commercial.
That's my favorite thing ever. Because when he popped out, I screamed.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Meow, 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 meow.
Wait, that's Backstreet Boys.
Wait, no. What's the Meow Mix commercial, though? But he's singing it. It sounds kind of vague.
Is it JC?
Oh, yes. It's JC, but the song is just kind of random. It's random boy band sounding stuff.
Yes, it
is. It's not an NSYNC song.
Okay, I found it. Meow.
Meow, meow, meow. No, I was losing it.
This is a bop. Meow, 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 meow. Yeah, it is.
It sounds.
Oh, there he is. Yeah. There he is. So it's bunch
Backstreet of. Backstreet Boys sounding, though, I have to say.
Well, it's NSYNC sounding.
Yeah, I guess.
But it does. Yeah, it's like early NSYNC. What's funny is, yeah, this video is like a bunch of dancing cats, and then suddenly JC Chazay just pops up.
And he looks good.
He still looks great.
Yeah. So we need a comeback.
We need a comeback of JC Chazay. Let's get him back in the Meow Mix. Okay, let's do our final story. This isn't like a long story or anything, but I felt like we needed to report on this. And this is from an NBC affiliate, KMOV4. And a new judge was appointed to the Missouri Supreme Court, and her name is Ginger Gooch.
Oh my God, I saw this.
This woman's name is Ginger Gooch.
That's an incredible name. Like, how do you, I mean, Jesus.
You have to, no, I don't know anything about this woman. I'm only reporting on her name. She might be a terrible person. I'm just obsessed with this woman's confidence to be like, I'm not going to change my name. I'm actually going to go into like a public service.
A serious field.
Into a very serious field. And people will know the name Ginger Gooch.
I like to think under her judge's robes, she's wearing like a showgirl. Like an old school showgirl stripper outfit.
Yeah.
Like from the 50s, you know?
She does kind of sound like a 50s burlesque star or
something. Is there an image of her?
Or? Yeah. She, hold on.
I'm going to be sad because she's not going to be a dyed redhead. Is she?
I had a picture of her. This site does have like a video, but
I don't want to see that.
Google her.
Okay.
Well, I'm kind of afraid. Just make sure you spell it Gooch and not Cooch.
Oh yeah.
Cause you still might get something dirty for Gooch.
I mean, yeah. No, she's amazing and I'm jealous. And yeah. I bet you a few drag queens are like, damn, that would have been good.
It's a great drag name. It's a great drag name. Again, we don't know this woman. She might be a shitty human being, but we love the name.
It's a great name.
And that's our final story. We'll be right back.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm the queen of starting a free trial offer and forgetting to cancel it, oftentimes being charged for months for something I'm not even using. If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes, but let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. With Rocket Money, I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, I can cancel it with a tap. I never have to get on the phone with customer service. They'll even try to get you a refund for the last couple of months of wasted money and negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. It's definitely saved me money, and now I can use that money to waste on things I do want. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Hollywood Crime Scene. That's rocketmoney.com/Hollywood Crime Scene. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I've had a really stressful year with work and family stuff, and I know I'm not alone when I say I tend to push that stress down in order to get what I need done, and that only makes things worse. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. In the past, therapy has helped me navigate many situations, from helping me to set boundaries to just becoming the best version of myself. If you are thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I love that it's entirely online, so it's convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/HCS today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HCS.
Well, Desi, I finally listened to a podcast that had been recommended in our Discord called Normal Gossip, and I'm really enjoying it.
Oh, good.
I want to be on this show.
Is it... Do they have people come on and tell stories?
No.
How does it work?
No. But Kelsey, the host, she does have a new guest on every week, sometimes two at a time. Hint, hint. Desi and I could both come on your show, Kelsey. Yeah. And she reads stories. Like, she tells a story, like listener-submitted stories.
Okay.
And their, you know, names are obviously changed and locations are changed, obviously. But each story is like uniquely compelling in a very low stakes way.
Right.
So you can fully enjoy. And I was like, and both Desi and I love tea and love, like, you know, some gossip.
Of course.
We like knowing what's going on. And at first I was wondering, I'm like, will I be interested? Will I be invested in the gossip of people I don't know? And you'd be surprised. I was surprised.
I'm not surprised. Because I already like gossip of people I don't know. Don't you? I mean...
I do. I just...
You were wondering if the stories would be compelling enough, maybe.
Yeah, and I think they are. I really think they are. There have definitely been some particular ones that have stood out to me that I've really enjoyed, like a girl's trip gone wrong. Because you're getting so many different personalities
right
there.
I mean, I can see how it can fall flat sometimes if it's just not a story for you.
I think she picks good stories.
Yeah, and that's the key. If she has good taste, it's going to be good.
And you get the other person, the guest's reaction and opinions about, like, no, this person sucks.
Right.
Or this person's in the wrong, or here's what I would have done in this situation, or why aren't they doing this? Like, you get really frustrated with some of these characters in these stories sometimes.
Right.
Because they're making, like, inexplicable decisions.
Yes.
Or they're just like wild personalities.
Yeah.
I think it's an interesting show and I'm enjoying listening. Thank you for the recommendation.
I'm going to check it out. I've been meaning to for a while.
Yeah.
Because I have other people who have told me about it as well. I forgot to say a few things about guest spots I did. First of all, I'm on Kara's podcast last week, Everyone's Business But Mine. So you should go listen to that. Check that out. And I can't remember if I ever drop the fact that I was on The Alarmist.
We talked about that.
We did?
Okay. I think so.
I can't remember if I talked about it with you. But anyway, go check out that show. It's a really fun show. And you can, I did an episode a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
I feel like the timing, when it dropped, we had just recorded a mini. That's why I wasn't sure if I discussed it. But I haven't listened to any new other podcasts, by the way. But I do want to listen to that gossip one. I was just sick.
We're falling apart here.
We're falling apart.
We're in our falling apart era.
So, yeah, I do like the recommendations, though.
I enjoy that.
I'm just bad about picking things up.
Well, we've discussed this. It can be difficult to jump into a new podcast because you're not used to, you're not familiar with like the chemistry of the hosts or the flow of the podcast.
Right. And you want to start with a good app.
And you want to have a good episode to start with, or you want to have an episode that represents like a typical episode of the show.
Yes. Yes. What else?
What did you eat anything good before you got really sick?
Well, we did go to that Ototo.
Yeah, we went to Ototo and it was good. And then the next thing, it was like 2 days later. This didn't happen because of Ototo, because I didn't get sick. And I dined there many times.
No, I didn't have anything else good. I did try
you
to
eat. You didn't have any bland white rice that was just absolutely delicious?
No, here's me on a stomach flu journey. I don't eat a lot. And then when I do, I'm like, what should I eat? And I'll eat something way too rich and make myself sick again.
A classic.
Because I don't know how to do normal.
Yeah. You can't just do saltines.
I need to be better. I need to get, I'm really craving a lot of fruits and vegetables. So I feel like I'm probably vitamin depleted. And I'm, you know, drinking my electrolyte water, etc. So I'm going to try to get some salads. I did try to get some rolls before I came over here.
Rolls?
Like, yeah.
Bread?
Like bread.
Yum. Is that because we were talking about rolls in the group chat?
No, I just...
Remember when we were talking about rolls?
Yes. I was like, oh, maybe a pretzel roll would be good because I live near a bakery that has really good pretzel rolls. And it's, you know, kind of bland, but it's flavorful.
And then you get there and you're like, I should get a pretzel roll with like a hot dog on it and like melted cheese.
They do have a hot dog pretzel roll.
Spicy mustard.
Well, they were sold out already.
Desi.
So I was screwed. And so, I was like, well, forget it. I have my little fucking tangerine. I'll eat in the car.
That's sad.
I know. I need to get some food before I like faint. You know. You know how it is.
I know how it is, Des.
You can't eat, but you're hungry.
Yeah.
And everything is sort of unappealing or bad for you.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'll survive.
We did have a great conversation about roles in the group chat. Wait, why were we talking about roles?
I think we said roles as in R-O-L-E-S, and then someone started thinking about roles.
Who was it? I think it was James.
I think it was too, because I was like, okay.
Because then I started thinking about Tony Roma's dinner rolls.
Oh, right. See, I was in my state when you guys were texting. I was texting you guys a lot.
But I could tell.
I was always out of it, though.
I could tell you were out of it. I could tell you were feeling sick. I'm like, Desi's like, this is in between barfs that she's responding.
No, I was like, you guys would have this whole thing going, and I was like, I can't even catch up, and I would just say whatever was on topic at that moment.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't go back.
You're like, yeah.
No, I was in and out, trying to participate, and yeah. No, rolls just sound really good.
So, like a hot roll.
Like Parker House rolls. But even then, I'm like, look at you. Like, of course you have to find the most buttery, rich roll. It can't just be a plain ass.
Have you had the Parker House rolls at Hippo?
Yes, I have.
Those are so good. I wish I could just like get those, like a bag of those to go.
Didn't we get them also at Connie and Ted's and they were really good?
Yes. I was thinking about Connie and Ted's recently. Like we haven't been there in a long time.
I really want to go, but right now thinking of seafood.
You can't do the seafood lover in you needs to chill.
That's not something I'm going to eat right now.
Okay. So peep game. Sorry. I've been thinking about Spanish food a lot lately.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were definitely having a conversation about Spanish food. Like, have we ever had, like, have we ever been to like an excellent Spanish restaurant before? Because like Spanish food is like, I feel like really hot in LA right now. There's like, I feel like there's just like a big like Spanish.
There's a big one by me that's really popular.
I know. And there's a big one by me that I haven't been to yet. And there was like some Hilaria Baldwin news the other day.
Oh, right.
And I'm like, I need, why? Now I need to get Spanish food.
Because she's Spanish.
Because she speaks Spanish.
What's wrong with her?
I'm like still obsessed with that woman.
I will never forget where she pretended she didn't know the word for cucumber. But she literally was like, how do you say cucumber?
I can't. I
said, this is high art.
It's so crazy.
We need to do an episode on her. I just want to break it down.
I just like can't believe like 4 years later, 3 years later, after it was like exposed that she wasn't Spanish or born in Barcelona, as she claimed. Mm. Oh, no, Mallorca. She said she was from Mallorca. That like, I still find it fascinating. Like, I'm still obsessed with that story. It's like, I can't believe it.
I respect her now that she's continuing going down this path.
Because it's so deranged.
Yeah, it's kind of like at some point with a con artist, I'm like, okay, now you've earned my respect. Because you're continuing to go down this road after you've been busted.
Because there was never any, you got me. You're right.
No.
I did it because I wanted to feel more exotic.
She's like in her little bubble and she loves it there and she's never leaving.
I love that all of her children have Spanish names too.
Why? She's like 10 kids.
No, I was thinking, she was like in the news a couple times, like in the last, or at least like she popped up in my news feed. And I was like, I want to try that new Spanish restaurant.
Paella. Yeah. She probably doesn't even eat Spanish food.
Because she's a vegan?
I don't know. You just picture her diet being very, like, whatever. She's like smoothies, like goop stuff.
She eats goop food?
She eats, like, goop food.
No, I want, they do paella Mondays at Bar Murano, and I really want to try their paella, because I bet it's a good one.
I want the paella rice. I'm also, like, crispy. Very un-meat right now. I don't want meat.
You're not having a lot of meat?
Well, because of my sickness.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with meat.
And you're not doing that's seafoods.
It's kind of like, I want like the rice. That would be good. Because I love that saffron crunchy rice.
Right.
That's so yummy. Yeah, but I'm not like, I'm like, I don't want like meat. That's where you get sick.
That's right. This is like, you must be really sick for you to, because you're like a carnivore.
I mean, at the same time, I'm like, I do need iron.
Yeah.
Probably. But we'll see. I'll be okay. I just need to put it with a lot of carbs, which is a really good way to do it.
I had Sap Coffee Shop yesterday.
What?
Thai food.
Oh.
It's like a famous Thai place in Hollywood. In Thai Town. They're famous for their jade noodles.
That sounds good.
It's really good.
It has some noodles.
Roasted pork. Like barbecue pork on top and duck.
Yum.
And they're like jade egg noodles. They're really good.
I did get Din Tai Fung noodles a night ago.
Just noodles.
I got the plain vegetarian noodles.
Damn. So you never get the vegetarian.
I got them plain. I just wanted to do like the most basic. That was like the most basic thing I could get there.
No, I get it. I get it. But I can't take you to Bar Murano because I don't think you'd be able to handle chorizo right now.
Give me a week. I'll be better. I'll survive. This is very common when I get sick like that. I just want the most mild foods, but of course I still want flavor.
Yeah.
So I have to add something to it. But I want to keep it really like low key. Nothing too good.
Have you had your ginger ale? Have you had any ginger ale?
No, I did get some Spindrift though. You know when you're at that point where you can't keep anything down?
Yes.
So I was at that for a few days. Where
damn.
I was just water.
Damn.
And I had to take the water slow.
Ugh.
Do you know what I mean?
Hell. Yeah. So no coffee?
No.
No?
I had some a little bit this morning, but it wasn't that appealing to me. I was like, okay, that's fine. I don't want to upset my stomach because I'm not eating that much.
Yeah.
And coffee in an empty stomach is really bad for me. It gets me really sick.
And now we're in like a post-Halloween depression too.
Yeah.
This is like the saddest mini episode we've ever done.
Well, I am starting to plan for Thanksgiving because I don't know if I told you, but we're doing a very untraditional Thanksgiving.
What? How do you feel about that?
I'm excited because I told you before, I'm not like the hugest turkey fan.
Yeah.
And we kind of decided that we're going to do a very intense Asian / Chinese themed Thanksgiving. What I'm doing is replacing each traditional dish that we normally make with something that is, you know, from my wok cookbook that I have that's really good or other things. So we're going to get like hand-pulled noodles too, because we're going to do some kind of noodle dish. Yum. And it's going to be really good. And so I'm excited finding recipes. I found this really good whole article on someone who did like a Chinese-themed Thanksgiving, because a lot of Chinese families do that.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So it's been interesting.
I like that. I like when like their ethnicity will influence various dishes in their Thanksgiving. I think that's cool.
Yeah. It's been interesting to see how many, because I didn't know if anyone did it. I was like, we'll just have to figure it out. But I was like, oh, actually a lot of people do it this way.
It's sort of like how we always have a challah on Thanksgiving.
Yes. And I'm sure every culture in America adds their own, you know, dish like, from there.
Like tamales.
Yes.
And like Italians will have like a fucking lasagna or something.
Well, Italians have a very, yeah, I've seen a lot of Italian families have very like mixed
elaborate.
Stuff, elaborate. What's that thing they do in December? It's like the seven fishes.
Yeah, it's the seven fishes.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome.
I do too. So it's been definitely interesting planning it and reading how many people do it and finding recipes. And it's going to be fun, I think. And so I'm looking at desserts because I'm going to do like, you know, I saw like some, this guy who had his Thanksgiving, he did like a milk tea bread pudding that looked really good.
Ooh.
What's that?
Who's the chef?
I've got to find his name. It was like a Bon Appetit Chinese Thanksgiving menu. If you search for it, you'll find it. I can't remember his name. He's not someone I was familiar with before, but I loved his menu. It was like excellent. Like he did these like Hasselback Japanese sweet potato.
Yum.
Oh, it just looked, everything was so, I loved like, here's our version of the sweet potato casserole or whatever. Like
yeah.
That kind of stuff was really great. I think
that
it'll
sounds
be fun.
Yeah. All right. Something to look forward to Thanksgiving.
Yeah. But I am kind of like, oh, I will miss this and that, but whatever.
We will be back soon for our main episode. Again, apologies, we're late this week. We had some unforeseen circumstances that just like
took us back.
It just took us on a roller coaster, and we apologize. Go to our Patreon if you want bonus content or ad-free episodes. Every episode on Patreon is ad-free.
Yeah.
Everything there is ad-free. And we uploaded a great bonus episode about haunted attractions.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
So thank you for your patience. We'll see you. Bye.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.